You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Pass stolen. Donovan, here we go. Right hand, cock and hammer. Donovan's fist pumping. Donovan's flexing. Donovan's smiling. And the Jazz are rolling.
Donovan was the name of the game as he led the Jazz with 30 points through a variety of floaters, layups, and one six-foot dunk in the lane. The Jazz as a team dominated the Portland Trail Blazers, shooting 52% from the field and 41% from three, while holding Damian Lillard to his lowest performance in Vivint Arena with 4 of 12 field goals. Hi, I'm Kristen Spear, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
Ingles swings to Mitchell. Right corner three is good. Bogdanovich flares out, goes left, bounce to the corner to Donovan. Catch and shoot, corner three is good. That was nifty. Driving at Nurkic, jump stops, pump fakes him off the window and scores it again. Donovan's just getting wherever he wants.
Jordan Clarkson had 22 points off the bench and added 6 of Utah's 19 three-pointers. Joe Ingles, with 14 points, shot back-to-back threes to ignite a 21-point lead in the beginning of the second half. But Portland began to exchange threes, closing the gap to 10 points, 94-84. The two teams combined went 15 of 24 from the three-point range, and the Jazz set a season high of 41 points in the third quarter.
Off a pick and roll with Gobert, no look pass to the corner to Conley. Pump fakes the defender, rotates to Ingles, feet set, ball wet, splash! Donovan's on the right side, he'll give it off to Ingles. Same spot, same result! Bogdanovich finds Whiteside on the roll. He gets bumped by Deller, kicks it out to Gay. Angle left three is good. Hard drive to the basket. Whiteside catches, little shot out of the air. Outlets to Gay. Rudy leading the break. One hand pass to Donovan. Hesitates, drives, hangs, scoops, scores! Gay spins out of traffic. Comes to the front court. Pulls for three. Rocks it home! Utah by 22. The onslaught is on. Zeller rolling, kicking to the corner. Three ball from Snell is good. 19-point Jazz lead, 4 minutes left. Donovan bursting into the lane, another floater, another bucket. Donovan's got 23. Donovan just took a logo three and missed it. CJ for three straight away, good. The Blazers answer. Conley ball fakes, now drives, kicks to the corner. Rudy Gay for a corner three, no good. Cody Zeller gets backdoor on the Jazz for a dunk, and what was a blowout is now a 12-point game.
Yeah, he caught Rudy flat-footed, drove right around him.
Conley wings to Ingles, rotates to Clarkson, corner three, good. Simon off the bounce three straight away, got it. Back to Clarkson, same corner three, this time it rattles out, loose ball rebound, Clarkson has it. Gets in the lane, comes out with the dribble, hands to Ingles, he'll try the three, he'll hit it. Simons, angle right three is good.
Yeah, he keeps getting them back.
Clarkson gets another right corner three and hits.
The 129-107 victory was a collective effort by Utah. The Jazz are averaging 21 assists this season, and they come out on top with 31 assists as a whole tonight. Defensively, Utah held the Trailblazers to 46% shooting at the rim. Let's take you to the end of the second quarter when Utah was trailing 21-25. But a series of corner threes and defensive rebounds pushed the Jazz into the lead, and they never looked back. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone.
Rudy Gobert on the roll, underhand scoop to the corner to Gay, rotates the top to Conley, breaks the defense, lobs to Rudy, slam dunk. That is fabulous basketball.
Yeah, 8 points already for Rudy Gobert.
Cody Zeller hands it off to Little. Tight curl in the lane, bounces back to Zeller, wild shot, air ball from 3 feet out. Rebound comes to Clarkson. Jordan up the far sideline. Waiting for a Gobert pick. Chested instead to Ingles. Rotates to Conley. Guarded by Nance. Crossover. Step back. Three short. 25-23 Portland. Larry Nance corner three. No good. Rebound Gobert. Joe runs to one corner. Clarkson to the other. Let's see what they get here. Gay finds Ingles. Right corner. Quick release three. No good. Offensive rebound Gobert. No look out to Clarkson. Left side three. Pow! Jazz by one. Rudy Gobert with his eighth rebound in 9 minutes. Jazz are going to be up about 15 at halftime if this keeps going. Simons trying to go one-on-one on Clarkson. Crossover, sidestep, three, no good. Gobert snatches his ninth rebound. Outlet to Ingles. Joe on the push. Behind to Rudy Gay. Splits the 45. Loses the ball because he was fouled. Nurkic in the lane. Throws it out to the corner. It's a right side three from Snell. It's no good. Ingles grabs the rebound. Comes to the front court. Double stagger coming for him. Hard left-hand drive. Big steps. Throws to Gobert. Power dribble. Lobs it back out to Forrest. He penetrates. High to Rudy. Oh, my goodness. Rudy caught it with one hand. Brought it back down through the cylinder. Outstretched and brought the fans to their feet. 29-25. Oh, Rudy. Jazz get a turnover. They're on the run. Ingles flares it to Rudy Gay. Rudy Gobert is having a night right now. Ingles, high pick and roll. Wraps it to Clarkson. Lobs to Gay. Three ball, angle right, no good. He's 0-for-4. Gobert out front, gives it to Gay. Rudy down low on Nurkic. Rudy's had massive days against Portland for the last few seasons. Bumping, backing, no look pass out to Gay. Another corner three. This one goes. The Jazz take the most corner threes in the NBA, and Portland allows the third most. Driving, Lillard, blocked by Gobert, knocked out of bounds. Rudy Gay on the rebound by Nurkic, and that's a foul. Rudy Gobert has 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block in 12 minutes. And the Jazz lead by 5, 32-27. Gobert checks out. Whiteside comes in. The Jazz with Rudy Gobert on the floor tonight are plus 17 in 11 minutes. Clarkson, high pick and roll off Whiteside. Over to Donovan, had a look. Steady penetrate. Steps by the defense, wiggles it up and in. Beautiful drive, and then a left-to-right big step for two.
Was that like a ballroom dancing move or something?
That was a Yusuf Nurkic has no shoes, no shirt, and no service move. 34-27. Hard drive by Lillard. Step back over Bogdanovich. No good. Rebound Forrest. Trent on the far side. Top to Clarkson. Swings to Don. Waits for the white side pick. Goes away from it. Into the lane. Beating Simons. Throws to the corner. Forrest is not a shooter. He jump steps into the dribble and he steps out of bounds. Lillard driving, bounce down low to Nurkic. Recovers, goes up over Whiteside and scores. 34-29, Jazz by 5. Don's 2-for-5 tonight. Right side to Bogdanovich, he's 1-for-4. Gives to Whiteside, hands it back to Don. Has some airspace, lets it fly. Good, 3 ball, angle right. Jazz by 8. Wow, I think Nostradamus said something about a 10-point Jazz lead coming here pretty a while ago. I don't remember who that was. 17-4, run by the Jazz.
If you couldn't tell already, Rudy Gobert is your player of the game with 21 points, 16 rebounds, and dunking 8 out of his 9 field goals. There's no denying his contributions as the Jazz were plus 29 with him on the floor, and the Trailblazers' shooting percentage dropped from 62 to 39% when defended by Gobert.
Conley gets Dame switched on him, then comes in a high pick and roll, lobs it up to Rudy, slam dunk. Ingles the inbounder, Clarkson pops to the top, flares to the wing, finds Rudy on the roll, he dunked it, that was gorgeous. Gobert land is mean and nasty, he tries inside, he can't get the shot off. They give to Covington, he tries and throws it over the glass. Oh, Rudy Gobert simply dominating.
The Jazz will be back at Vivint Arena Friday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. to take on the Boston Celtics. Be sure to grab your tickets at utahjazz.com. Thanks for joining me for tonight's Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. See you next time.